Good morning. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report. Nearly 170 data breaches last year put the personal information of more than 18.5 million Californians at risk. According to a new report from State Attorney General Kamala Harris's office, last year's massive breaches at retailers like Target contributed to a nearly 30% increase in hacks from 2012. California tends to have the most breaches of any state. Cybersecurity researcher Cameron Camp says on top of the state's population and economy, Californians tend to trust technology.
A lot of folks are very connected all the time to everything they do. Certainly, California likes to be the first at online banking, for example, new interesting ways to pay and to interact with things online.
The most frequent targets in 2013 were social security numbers, followed by credit card numbers and health records. An environmental group is pushing for a public review of the Diablo Canyon nuclear plant's license. KQED science reporter Molly Samuel explains there are concerns about the seismic safety of the Central Coast plant.
The environmental group Friends of the Earth filed a petition for review in the U.S. Court of Appeals. It's the latest move in the group's longstanding campaign to shut down California's only remaining nuclear plant. They say the Nuclear Regulatory Commission broke the law and its own rules by allowing a change to Diablo Canyon's license without public review. Damon Moglen is a spokesman for Friends of the Earth. He says recent discoveries of faults near the San Luis Obispo County facility should trigger a reassessment of the plant's safety.
There really has to be a full public review of whether or not this plant is safe and whether or not it's worth the risk of operating a decrepit 40-year-old plant designed in the 1960s in the most seismically active area of any reactor in the United States.
The facts are the plant was built with earthquake safety at the forefront.
Blair Jones is a spokesman for PG&E, which owns Diablo Canyon. He says the company's own study, completed this year, finds the plant could withstand a major earthquake.
It's a seismically safe facility, and it's in full compliance with NRC licensing requirements.
Earlier this year, a former inspector at Diablo Canyon released his own analysis, saying the NRC was not applying its own safety rules to the plant. A spokeswoman for the NRC says the agency will review the petition. Diablo Canyon's twin reactors provide about 9% of California's electricity. For the California Report, I'm Molly Samuel.
When congressional incumbents face challenges from their own party, it's usually because they're too moderate. That's not the case this year in California's 4th congressional district. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow has more as part of our Election Watch 2014 coverage.
All right, for the next one, this is for the safe and sane live catch release trap. That way you can give it to your neighbor.
It's a Saturday night in Amador County, and the local Farm Bureau is raffling off prizes after its annual dinner. The mood is a little lighter than earlier in the evening, when Congressman Tom McClintock entertained the crowd with a dense 20-minute assault on federal environmental laws.
Here's this blunt truth of the matter. Droughts are nature's fault. They happen. But water shortages are our fault.
McClintock has held either state or federal office for decades, and he's as conservative as they come. He's proud to rattle off all the deep red groups that are endorsing his reelection.
U.S. Chamber of Commerce, National Federation of Independent Business, Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association are all endorsing me precisely because of my work to improve the economy.
Of course, conservative groups like the ones McClintock mentioned base their endorsements on the politicians' voting records. And that, says challenger Art Moore, is precisely the problem. McClintock's been in office too long. The first-time candidate talks like a Tea Partier.
You know, I don't think the Founding Fathers intended for this idea of a career politician.
But in a twist from the typical Tea Party challenge, the Republican candidate is attacking McClintock from the left. He says the incumbent is too rigid, too partisan, and too unwilling to work with Democrats. Moore argues McClintock and other House Republicans should have never pushed to shut down the federal government last year in an attempt to delay Obamacare.
That is an approach that has terrible second and third order effects that we saw last summer. And it's short-sighted. It's not putting the country first.
Last October's shutdown still lingers in the 4th Congressional District, which stretches from Lake Tahoe past Yosemite. The shutdown crippled tourism, which was already suffering because of the Rim Fire. McClintock was among the first to push Republicans to threaten a government shutdown unless Obamacare was delayed. But when asked if that was a mistake, he shifts blame to Democrats.
Well, again, what we had not calculated on was how irresponsible the Senate would be just to sit there and not amend the bill and send it back so that we could begin the process of negotiation.
As to whether he's too partisan, McClintock points out President Obama signed one of his bills into law this year, though it was a relatively small bill transferring land to a local Indian tribe. Still, voters in this conservative congressional district may not want much bipartisanship.
I got a perfect answer for that one, because people always say, oh, you should compromise. You should compromise. I say, I want $1 million. How much are you going to give me?
Brian Anetto is an Amador County supervisor. He says less is more when it comes to striking deals with President Obama and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
If a compromise makes sense, that's fine. But if something is not right, you should never compromise.
The 4th congressional district is a Republican versus Republican fight, one of more than 20 same-party races across the state. McClintock says California's top two system deprives voters of the chance to support a Democrat or a third-party candidate.
All of that's been thrown out the window. People are beginning to realize they have very restricted choices. And I think that's reflected in a dramatic drop in voter turnout.
Art Moore, as you can imagine, loves the fact that he can compete against the incumbent in the fall rather than in a lower-profile primary. It's a conservative district, but more than half of its voters aren't Republicans. Moore hopes his bipartisan message will register, but he's got limited resources to get that message out in time. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow.
And to check out all of our Election Watch 2014 coverage, head on over to californiareport.org/election. That's the California Report for Wednesday, October 29th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, rating hospitals, doctors, and long-term care. Smarter choices start at calqualitycare.org. Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as email archiving for compliance and litigation readiness. Barracuda.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.